All theatres have been closed for the duration of the COVID-19 crisis, with some companies moving their work online to stay in touch with their audiences. In 2016, Fishamble Theatre produced Inside the GPO as part of the 1916 commemorations. They'll be streaming it on their website from Sunday night till Monday night, and our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley has been finding out more.
Irishmen and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood.
We went to Unpost with the idea, kind of a mad idea, because it's, you know, it's not just a post office, it's a bank. You know, would you let us in, you know, and so I wrote the play for that brief.
Colin Murphy wrote the play Inside the GPO as part of the 1916 commemorations.
One of the things that was incredibly valuable was the digitisation of the Bureau of Military History statements that had happened kind of in the recent past. And what they gave me was a much messier sense of the history. And for example, you know, there'd be little throwaway lines in people's statements, people who were sort of the foot soldiers, but there'd be a line about Pierce or a line about Connolly, and it would conflict in some way with the mythical vision you had. You know, oh, that sounds like he was scared, actually. And so I would then use the imagination to sort of pursue that.
This magnificent edifice was built to house the postal service in the second city of the empire.
Staging the play inside the building was an interesting challenge for production company Fishamble. Jim Cullerton is artistic director.
So we had to come in at 6 o'clock every day when the post office shut and turn the GPO into a theatre, basically, putting in lights and sound equipment and chairs for the audience that were stored around in the GPO arcade, and then using the conference rooms in the GPO as dressing rooms, all the members of Unpost stepping over bodies of actors warming up before the show. So the whole thing, the whole place really became a kind of a site-specific theatre at 6 o'clock, and then we did two shows a night, and then by midnight, a bit like Cinderella, we had to be out and it had to be back to business again, so people could come into the post office to buy stamps the next morning and not notice that we'd been there at all, you know.
Easter Monday, shortly after midday.
There's not as many of us here as I hoped, but it'll have to do. Get everybody out. Everybody out!
I noticed this woman was crying in the audience. I said, are you all right? And she said, my father was here. And so her father, actually, and I think she was the only person through the 2 weeks who'd come in, who was the child, first generation of somebody who'd served in the GPO. And so I took her backstage to meet the cast, who were still in their costumes. And she turned to Aidan Kelly, who was the actor who played James Connolly. And she talked to him as James Connolly. She said, my father was with you when you were injured. You know, all the cast were in tears then.
Oh, we have been happy here in Ireland. As happy as could be.
Fishamble, like all theatre companies, have had their season halted. Streamed performances go some way towards keeping contact with their audience.
I don't think anything kind of streamed live is going to be quite the same and quite as special, but this is beautifully filmed by Whitethorn Films for us, and I think it'll give people a sense of it. And for the moment, until we get back into theatres with each other, hopefully it'll keep people going.
Colin Murphy writes plays about issues of relevance to Ireland, issues like the bank guarantee scheme and the Easter Rising. So will the current crisis inspire any future fictional work?
At the moment, we all really feel, and I think correctly, that there is a national effort going on, and we're in it together. In a sense, that's not very dramatic. Like, obviously, we're experiencing our own lives at the moment. It's huge drama. But what I'm always looking for is, if you take the Rising, you take the bank guarantee, conflict within the people who are trying to make those decisions. So perhaps we'll be looking back now in a year, we're all out the other side of this, and the stories will start to come out of actually the dissent that was taking place while this pandemic was being managed. That's for me where the play might exist. But for now, no, like everybody else, keeping the head down and keeping my distance.
And that play Inside the GPO can be seen on the Fishamble website from 7 p.m. on Sunday the 12th of April until 10 p.m. on Monday the 13th of April. Donations can also be made on the Fishamble homepage.